Despite watching Fix the Void fail to pass the Illinois Senate, the local chapter of Moms Demand Action has their sights set on redemption during the fall veto session. GLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Karen Irvin and Sarah Breeden of McLean County's Moms Demand Action chapter after their plans for Fix the Void failed to come to pass, and an upcoming gun violence awareness event in Bloomington Normal is set to happen.
The main point of this bill is to require a point-of-sale background check for all gun sales, including those by unlicensed sellers. We want to, when we say fix the void, the problem with the void now is that the background check is not nearly as extensive as it should be, in part because we don't require fingerprints, and it does not require the state police to actually get back the guns that are in possession of someone whose void card has been revoked. So those are really the two big sticking points.
Moms Demand Action backed the Fix the Void bill. We know that Fix the Void passed out of the House. It didn't quite make it out of the Senate. So Sarah, can you tell me a little bit about what's next?
Well, what's next is, I believe, in the November session that we have a chance to get this considered again, and it's important that everybody understand how much of an impact this could make and how many different things could be addressed by this bill. I know that there's some questions about fingerprinting, some questions about fees, but the concept itself is something that we should all get behind and then get some of those issues ironed out from the people who have different opinions about that.
So now Fix the Void, we just talked about, we have to wait to find out more in the fall veto session, which is when, of course, the legislators have a chance to bring up bills that they really wanted to see passed, bring it up and really override what happened in the spring session and put it back on the governor's desk. So we know Fix the Void, we're going to have to wait on it. Are there any other bills that we should be celebrating from the spring session?
With regard to Moms Demand Action, I think Fix the Void was our main effort during the spring session. So I think that's where we'll be focusing in November.
We have had some celebrations, though, as you well know. When Governor Pritzker signed the bill for background checks, and then the red flag law, right, which also passed. Those were two big ones that we were working for. And we also like to remember the success that we had in electing gun sense candidates that we know will represent us. And the fact that we saw the bill Fix the Void move through the House represents a victory for us, too, and is related to the work that we did in November to try and get gun sense candidates all across Illinois to be elected.
As you just mentioned and rattled off quite a few things there of things that Moms Demand Action is really celebrating over the past year, maybe year and a half, are there any other issues on the horizon, or is it focused mainly on getting Fix the Void passed? Or are there any other issues that you are focusing on in addition?
Well, here in Illinois, I would say Fix the Void is our current top priority that is on the books right now. Lucy McBath, this is at the federal level, Lucy McBath, who is a representative in Georgia, just introduced federal red flag legislation, or it's also called ERPO, the Extreme Risk Protection Order. And so it's where family members or law enforcement, if they become aware of something in a person's behavior that makes them a candidate for perhaps having gun violence in their lives, that their guns could be taken away from them temporarily, and there'd have to be courts involved. It's not, you know, it's not a violation of due process or anything like that. It's about addressing a crisis. And the interesting thing about Lucy McBath, or one of the many interesting things about Lucy McBath, is that she is a former Moms Demand Action spokesperson, and her biggest reason for getting involved in Moms Demand Action is because her son was shot and killed at 17 over an argument at a gas station for how loud his music was, something as insignificant as that in terms of taking a person's life. So there's some federal things going on, too, that we're really excited about.
Now, Moms Demand Action is all about preventing gun violence, and a big event happening this weekend on June 8th is the Wear Orange event. Wear Orange actually started in Chicago. A young girl in her early teens, Hedia Pendleton, was shot at a park. It wasn't a bullet meant for her by any means, but her friends gathered together and started this movement called Wear Orange. They chose the color orange as the color that hunters wear out in the forest as a way to protect themselves, in a way to show that human life has value. Here in Bloomington Normal, the Moms Demand Action chapter is hosting their own Wear Orange event on Saturday, June 8th. Could I have you explain, Karen, a little bit about the event this weekend?
Yes, thank you for going through the origins of Wear Orange. That's great. We have nationwide Wear Orange events in every state, and here in McLean County, we have one organized for Saturday, June 8th. We'll have kids' activities and refreshments and games and a lot of networking because we have six community partners that will be tabling with us. We have some scheduled speakers. We are going to have Mayor Chris Coos, who is one of the mayors that proclaimed June 7th, National Gun Violence Awareness Day. And for here in the community, Mayor Terry Renner did the same thing for June 7th. Chris Coos will be one of our speakers. We are also having Betsy Dirksen-Londergren come as a speaker. She'll give us some perspective about having traveled around Illinois talking about this issue during her campaign. And it's possible that we will have some survivors of gun violence speak. We are organizing this event, this family-friendly event, not only to participate in the nationwide Wear Orange movement, but locally, it's very important to us as we remember the 10 victims of gun violence in the past year, a little more than a year, that we have had locally, and we want to raise awareness of gun violence and also honor the memory of each life that is lost or impacted by gun violence. We know that we lost 10 lives, but we also realize that those 10 lives gone affect so many people who are now survivors, as we describe them. Anybody who's lived through the impact of gun violence, whether they have been personally shot or living the rest of their life with the grief and the anguish that comes with losing someone you love. And so we hope to do some celebrating. We hope to get people together in the community who have the common intention of ending gun violence. And we would like to also honor and remember those that we don't have in our community anymore.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with Karen Irvin and Sarah Breeden from the local Moms Demand Action chapter. Now, as you mentioned, the past year and a half or so, Bloomington Normal has seen quite a few losses to gun violence. What is your hope for this Wear Orange event locally?
We're really going broad in our reach to try and bring as many members of this community to this event. Again, we're partnering with several organizations. We've got the YWCA. We've got Project Oz. We've got the Boys and Girls Club, Western Avenue Community Center, Prairie Pride Coalition, League of Women Voters, and I'm sorry if I'm forgetting
any
of the others, the Forgotten Initiative. They're all going to show up and be there, and we've reached out to that group specifically and others. I might have forgotten Youth Build McLean County. Because we know that they do some of the work and work with some of the people that we are trying to reach. We want people in McLean County to realize that Moms Demand Action is not a group that cares only about mass shootings. We are not just motivated by the horror of a Parkland or a Sandy Hook. We care deeply about all gun violence, and when it hits home in our local community, and we realize that statistics that we know, young people of color are 14 times more affected by gun violence. We're aware of that. We are working to end that gun violence. We're trying to help in any way we can to support community efforts to get to the root of where this gun violence is coming from. So we hope that we are going to offer an event that can cross a lot of different areas where people might be interested in this and supporting us. We hope to have people come out and learn more about our group. One of the key issues that we're very passionate about is gun sense education, and we have a Be Smart program that offers free presentations to adults about what it looks like to be a responsible gun owner. A lot of people are surprised to know that we have gun owners in our group, and we do. And the ones who are in our group are very passionate about safely and securely having those guns away from children and not allowing access to that. We put this out as a program for adults because we believe that the responsibility to stay away from a weapon falls on the adults who are the gun owners, not in educating children to stay away from guns. Families will have that conversation with their children. Families will teach their children how to never touch a gun, but research shows us that curiosity in young children will always get the best of your intentions. So our push is to educate adults about their responsibilities with gun ownership.
In addition to what Karen mentioned about Be Smart and the different conversations we've had about the legislation that we are supportive of, is the more people who can become familiar with our group in our community, the more they can then help us advocate to our legislators how important some of these changes could be. If our legislators are only hearing from people who think that their guns are going to be taken away instead of people that feel like, you know, it's not about taking away guns, it's about making sure that people are law-abiding gun owners and that they're all concerned with gun sense legislation. This is about preventing gun violence as opposed to preventing people from owning guns. And the more that we can work together and work with our legislators, I think the more we could even convince some of our local legislators who have not proven to be gun sense candidates that they really ought to be gun sense candidates for the well-being of our entire community.
You mentioned that Moms Demand Action is a group against gun violence. It's not necessarily a group against guns. What would you say is the message that you'd want to get out to community members who are curious about Moms Demand Action but aren't necessarily sure that they understand what you're all about?
Great question. We do a lot of tabling in the community, and one of the things that happens at a tabling event, let's say at the farmers market, is we have people who come to our booth assuming that they know what our group is all about. And it is so delightful to have somebody engage in a conversation where they'll listen to what our true mission is, because we have always said that we are not gun control advocates. We are, as Sarah said, we are for gun sense and gun safety. And people are often surprised to know that Moms Demand Action supports Second Amendment rights. We are totally involved in trying to close loopholes in federal and state laws that have allowed the flow of illegal guns to get into the hands of people who should not have them. And so when we talk about those things and then also try and bring the person who may come to our tabling booth feeling that they know what we're about, we try and find that common ground and have them agree with us, and they always do, that safety is a number one issue. And as I said before, we have gun owners in our group, and they are speaking out as responsible gun owners and saying that Moms Demand Action and being a gun owner are not in conflict at all. So we hope that that's the message that we bring, is that take some time to get to know us a little better And we are sure that there is some way for us to find common ground to work together. Even if you don't agree on everything, we know that there is something that you can support with Moms Demand Action. And the 230-some people who are part of our group, with a core of 50 really active people, have come to learn that there's a lot that can be done to end gun violence, and Moms Demand Action is a great way to support that work.
GLT's Mary Cohen speaking with McLean County Moms Demand Action leaders Karen Irvin and Sarah Breeden. The local Wear Orange event takes place from 10 to noon tomorrow at Normal's Anderson Park.